Alabama's got me so upset.
Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black, from APM. I'm Tessa Wondemagni.
Alabama's got me so upset. Lurline Wallace has made me lose my rest. Everybody knows.
If there was ever an artist who was uncompromisingly black, it would have to be Nina Simone. Like her colleagues Miles Davis and Abby Lincoln, she would find jazz music to be her ultimate platform. Eunice Kathleen Wayman was born in 1933, child number 6 of 8, into a poor family in Tryon, North Carolina. Her dream was to be a classical pianist. Dr. Nina Simone became a pianist, a music icon, a freedom fighter, and a national treasure. With the help of supporters in her hometown, she got into Juilliard. Later, she applied for a scholarship to the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, where she was denied admission despite having an absolutely fire audition. With the classical doors shutting right and left, she decided to explore jazz and gospel roots, avenues where she would be more embraced. Simone's reign took hold in the early 60s, the most transitional period for black artists, and a time where black folk were willing to go for broke for equal rights. Simone was never passive in anything she did. In fact, her music and business dealings show a brave and always assertive woman.
I've been there, so I know. You keep on saying go slow. Well, that's just the trouble.
Too slow.
Washing the windows.
Too slow.
Picking the cotton.
She liked to rub the right people the wrong way. She made it clear, if you mess with her, you might find yourself catching some hands or some other problems. Her versions of My Baby Just Cares For Me and I Put a Spell on You were treasured right away. They still rank high among every jazz lover's go-to versions of these standards. But it was Mississippi Goddamn that became her most powerful signature. It is still considered an anthem of civil rights today.
Now you heard him. He's one of you. If you have been moved at all, and you know my songs at all, for God's sakes, join me. Don't sit back there. The time is too late now. Good God.
And then there's Four Women. This may be the most potent retelling of the black female experience in America.
My mouth like wine. Whose little girl am I? Anyone who has money to buy. What do they call me?
Her career would span over 4 decades. She received a Grammy Hall of Fame Award in 2000 for her interpretation of I Loves You, Porgy. She earned 2 honorary degrees in music and humanities from Amherst College and Malcolm X College. She preferred to be called Dr. Nina Simone. She died at age 70 in 2003. Her life's work in music and civil rights continue to inspire, and I hope people follow her simple doctrine. It's an artist's duty to reflect the times. Heed her words, y'all. Heed her words.
That's just the trouble. Desegregation. Mass participation. Unification. Do things gradually. But bring more tragedy. Why don't you see it? Why don't you feel it? I don't know. I don't know. You don't have to live.
This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Dan Nass, technical director Elizabeth Iverson, and assistance from Julie Almonker, Kevin O'Connor, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tess Ford.